Hendrick Motorsports' Casey Kane grabbed his first victory at the Bristol, Tennessee Concrete Canyon. His first win in 20 starts, that dates back to New Hampshire in July of last summer. Best race so far as well for the new Gen 6 Sprint Cup car. Lots of passing. It was a decent tussle. Kane jumped on a booted final restart by Brad Keselowski, then was able to keep Kyle Busch behind him over the final stint. Kane ultimately took advantage of fresher tires to work his way by Keselowski, who moved up to the front by not pitting. During the second last round of stops, Brad wound up third in the race. Kane likes this one a lot.
This feels really good. We had an awesome, great clip Chevy SS throughout the race. The pit calls were perfect. Pit crew did a really good job with pit stops and just able to race hard the whole race. I mean, that's all you can do at Bristol, and it worked out for us. It feels really good to get in victory lane and get our first win, first Sprint Cup win pretty early in the season.
Kurt Busch recovered from two laps down from a speeding penalty in the pits to take fourth. Pre-race points leader Jimmy Johnson, a solid top 10 runner throughout at Bristol, but in the closing stages, a blown right front tire sent him into the wall. It was one of a number of blowouts, accounting for most of the 11 cautions, more than double the number of last year's race. Different downforce and different tire loads with the new car and the abrasive surface blamed for most of that. It cost him the points lead. This is Johnson now, as it now stands in the hands of Brad Keselowski by 9 over Dale Earnhardt Jr., who was 6th at Bristol. Little E with a very solid start to the brand new season. And a brand new campaign for the Formula One World Driving Championship with the Australian Grand Prix at Melbourne. Kimi Raikkonen working a two-stop pit strategy just about perfectly to put the Lotus Renault at the top of the heap. Kimi outpaced Fernando Alonso, who was second for Ferrari, with defending champ Sebastian Vettel third for Red Bull. Good day for Ferrari, really, as Felipe Massa scored fourth, Lewis Hamilton fifth in his new ride for Mercedes. F1 points into Malaysia next weekend. Raikkonen tops Alonso in drivers by 7, Ferrari ahead of Lotus by 4 in the constructors' tally. More Monday night late after baseball on Raceline Radio. I'm Eric Thomas.